This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to a Johns Hopkins University tally, the United States caseload of coronavirus infections surged to the most in the world. The U.S. passed China with more than 85,000 cases, and Italy, which also exceeded 80,000. The total number of infections is said to have surpassed 530,000. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday his administration is preparing new coronavirus guidelines that would characterize U.S. counties as high risk, medium risk, or low risk, and declared that American people have to get back to work. Mr. Trump said he told state governors earlier in the day in a letter that his administration would be updating his guidance on social distancing related to the pandemic. The president will receive recommendations this weekend from his advisors about the next steps in the battle to stop the coronavirus and reignite the U.S. economy. Mr. Trump in recent days has latched on to the notion that the cure for the pandemic should not be worse than the disease and has targeted a return to a semblance of normalcy for the economy by Easter Sunday, April 12th. The U.S. Congress is poised to take the next step in approving an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package that will provide one-time checks for most Americans and significant enhancements to unemployment benefits. Both will provide much-needed help to those recently laid off into financially stressed households as the coronavirus shuts down much of the economy. Iranian media reports nearly 300 people have been killed, more than 1,000 sickened, by ingesting toxic methanol across the Islamic Republic out of the false belief that it kills the new coronavirus. It says messages forward through social media about people surviving the virus by drinking whiskey and using alcohol-based hand sanitizer. This is VOA News.